podcast, how you've been doing, how's everything been going? It's been a while. Every Friday that I'm here, I'm so excited because it's time to talk. And I love talking, as you all know. I always want to talk. Right. But anyways, how y'all doing? Hope you guys have been alright. Hope you've been good. Personally, if you want to know, I know you guys want to know how I'm doing. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm surviving. It's not been easy, but we're pushing through. We've got to push through. Anyways, getting right into the gist of today. We are still ranting because ranting not the finish. We always want to rant. We always want to talk. Right, so for those of you that missed our last episode, we spoke about cost of living. Want to buy the living because the cost of living, it choke. So that was me ranting our last episode because I needed to rant. It was a bit personal. I just needed to rant. But today I'm going to be sharing what other persons think about the cost of living. Guys, don't forget, we've done cost of living, I spoke about cost of living months ago, right? But I just spoke about, when I spoke about cost of living, was just generally about what we think about, you know, the current status of our situation or the country. I don't even know, but share the current situation, you know. Yeah, that was months ago, but last week, the reason why I'm bringing it back, because I wanted to be really, really relatable. I wanted to be okay, this is what we are really, really going through, because last time, the previous month was just about, you know, was just about general cost of living. Even if you're in the UK or you're outside the UK, that was what it was about. But this one we're talking about in real life, realistically speaking. Cost of living choke. But it is, we've got to survive at the end of the day, you know. We've just got to survive. Let's get into the gist. Guys, you know, if you got anything you want to share, you want to talk about, you can go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop your thoughts, tell me what you think, and we'll definitely feature you on the show. Or if you're brave enough like I am, I think I'm the bravest person here. It's fine. Don't say less. But if you're brave enough and you want to talk about it right now, you can ring the number 0161222 9960. 0161222 9960. Maybe I'm too fast. 0161222 9960. Do it to give us a ring and then we will talk about it. But we start wasting too much time, guys. Real life crisis. It is crazy, especially if you're this young person who's trying to survive, who's trying to make ends meet. Your schooling, you're working, you've got responsibilities, you've got a family to take care of, you're just on your own. And do you know what? Yeah, it's mostly affecting immigrants. Let's just say Nigerians who has moved from Nigeria to the UK, and you've got nobody here, you're just on your own, you're trying to survive, but then the government is not even having it at all. They're not even smiling at all. They bring new rules every day. You go on the internet, you see, okay, immigration has done this, this is a new law, da-da-da-da-da. It just keeps getting worse, right? So surviving as a Nigerian in the UK can be really overwhelming. It's not easy. I can relate, all my days. But trust me, you're not alone. And regardless, the reason why you left your home country to come here to look for greener pasture. You came to look for greener pasture. I pray may your pasture be green. Yes, it will not be black, it will be green. But yeah, well, anyways, we still got to survive regardless of everything. We are strong. Our Nigerians, we get strong blood, though. Our men strong like this. So we've got to survive. Even if the cost of living want to buy the living, we still got to survive. Okay, now going on the internet, seeing that literally people are talking about cost of living, people are talking about how they are surviving, and I'm not be really only one person to go through this thing. Literally it's affecting everybody. Even if you are rich, even if you have like a good steady income, at all it's supposed to affect you, even if in a, like in the slightest way you should be affected. So it's affecting literally everybody, right? And then I've gathered some thoughts from some persons, and I'm like, okay, these are things that I need to talk about, you know, share with my little community of memes and minds. Yeah. So I'm just gonna share a few things and then we'll continue, right? So number one, someone said the current cost of living is worse than the pandemic. As I hear that one, I can't reason, man. For someone to say that the current state of cost of living is worse than pandemic, is worse than COVID-19 era. That was 2019, isn't it? For someone to say that, you suppose just no say that one. Cost of living, they live with them. Honestly speaking, like if they live in the same house, then they stay. Nah, for someone to say that, just now, is really, really serious. Secondly, someone also said cost of living should be considered as mental illness, as it is affecting people's mental health. People are going crazy. Oh my days, I've got a story. I've got something to say. So I was in class like 2 days ago, and then I zoned out for like a minute. Like I was supposed to be doing my work, but then I zoned out for like a minute. I was just looking up to the wall. I was like that. And then my mate had to tap me. I was like, Esther, you good? You've zoned out for like a minute. And I looked at her. I looked to the wall again. I looked back at her. I looked back to the wall. And I looked back at her. I said, do you know what I'm thinking about? She said, what is it? Give a deep breath. And then I said, I'm thinking how I'm going to clock out from work tomorrow. I said, I'm thinking about the next day. I'm thinking, how am I going to finish work? I'm not even thinking about starting because, oh my days, I don't even care about the start. I'm just mainly focused on, let me get my work done and off I go. And guys, trust me, the next day was hell. It was so stressful because I didn't have enough sleep the previous night, and then I had to go into work feeling sleepy. I was literally I was on my feet, but I felt like I was sleeping. And then when it was time to clock out, I was like, okay, off I go. I don't even care. Off I go, like film, like pium. But yeah, so cost of living should be considered as mental illness because people are going crazy. Like it's Jesus. Okay, now you want to get, okay, now bosses were supposed to go on strike this week starting from yesterday, but fortunately it was called off and the bus were running as usual. Now if that strike wasn't called off, imagine how much you're gonna spend on Uber. Imagine how much you're going to spend, like the extra money you've got to spend. Come on, that's one alone. Okay. Now imagine that you didn't even plan to, you know, get an Uber for that week, or for, let's say you've budgeted your Uber money. You've said, okay, this is how many times I'm gonna spend for Uber. This is what I'm gonna do. Da 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 da. And then strike just comes all of a sudden, and then you are like, spend unnecessarily. So those kind of things, those your person to go mental to affording the lifestyle. Nowadays, I don't know about you, but personally, when I get paid, I'm not even excited, you know. I'm not even excited for payday anymore. I don't know if you are excited, good for you, but I'm not even excited because the money's coming in, it's going out. You're getting a lot, okay, you've been paid, and then you've got to pay for bills, you've got to pay for that, you've got monthly subscriptions, you've got rent, you've got electricity, you've got internet, you've got, oh my days. Before you look left and right, money don't go. Otilo. Something about you, I'm not even excited for payday, but as long as the money comes, and then so our world needs to be sorted out, and then literally you've got to enjoy it, innit? But yeah. So yeah, Cost of living should be considered as mental illness, as it is affecting people's mental health. I agree. People are going crazy. People are daydreaming. Like, you could literally see someone, right, just sat in public, or let's say on the bus, you see someone just zoning out, someone just thinking, like, the person, the reason, what you want to chop for the next 2 weeks, what you want to chop if you reach house. Like, hey, Chineke, God will help us. God will definitely help us. Next one is, cost of living is forcing people to think short term. They are lowering their dreams to focus on how to survive for the present. This is absolutely true. I've had conversation with, you know, some persons, and then I tell them, okay, they'll say, okay, they're not going to school, they're not going to college, they're not going to uni. And then you ask them, why though? They're like, I need to survive now. If I go to school 4 or 3 days in a week, how many days do I have left to work? And even if I work for those days that I'm free, the money will not be enough to cover my needs. These are things that people are actually saying. Like, these are the lifestyle of some persons. The lifestyle of some persons, honestly speaking. Some persons, they've dropped out of school. They've dropped out of school just to focus on work because they are thinking of how they're going to survive. Now, they don't even care about the future. They're not thinking long term anymore. What they're thinking right now is, oh, I just want to survive. I just want to eat something. Like, I just want to be able to afford this. I just want to be able to pay for this. And if I don't go to work, if I don't have enough time to go to work, I can't afford these things. So people are not thinking short term. People are not, they're not bothered about what's going to happen in the future. They'll tell you, I'm just facing life as it is, you know. Anything that's going to happen in the future, it is what it is. And it's not good. Now, even the minimum wage can't even afford the bare minimum. Hey guys, look at that rhythm there. Pause my brain. Minimum wage cannot afford the bare minimum. Oh my days. I'm too good with reading. Don't play with me. Don't write that down. Minimum wage cannot afford the bare minimum. Good. Anyways, guys, on to the next. Young ones are scared that they cannot secure a good future for their children because there's barely enough to survive now. Honestly speaking, some persons now some persons are not even thinking long term anymore. Like, when I say long term, okay, where do I see myself in the next 5-3 years? Okay, do I want to have children? If I have children, how am I going to take care of them? Some persons are not even thinking like that. They're just thinking of how am I going to survive? Because if I don't survive now, how am I going to bring children into the world? How am I going to take care of them? They're thinking about their current status, all because of cost of living. All because of this crisis. All because of cost of living. Hey God, Omo, please, guys, don't forfeit your dream because of your current situation. The thing is, there's always going to be a loophole, no matter what. There's always a solution. It might not 100%, you know, solve the problem, but it could go a long way. Don't. You know, just conclude that I'm just going to focus on how, I'm not saying don't focus on how you're going to survive now. I'm not saying don't focus on it. Do focus on it, because it's what you do now that's going to affect the future. So if you start to lay your foundation now, definitely your building will definitely be strong. Okay, so whatever you're doing now, even if you're trying to survive, right, and then the cost of living is not helping you survive, there's still got to be a way. Okay, so don't forfeit your dream, or don't forfeit education. If you are the type that you are passionate about education, you're passionate about schooling, if you are the type like that, don't forfeit that because the cost of living is choking. There's always got to be a way. Okay, good. Right, Next one, our next quote from the internet, it says, I cut back on takeaways, going out and even getting groceries at cheap. Wait, sorry. Let me get this straight. I cut back on takeaways, going out and even getting groceries at cheaper stores. Cannot afford nice things anymore. I always talk about this takeaway. Always eating out. Personally, I don't think that's ideal, honestly. I'm not saying not eat out. Go sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I crave like, you know, chicken wings. I do sometimes, and then I get it if I'm satisfy my craving. But if you tend to make that a habit, if you tend to, you know, if I don't eat out, then I'm not gonna survive or stuff like that. If you tend to make that a habit, that's when there's gonna be a problem. Because if you think about it, the money you're gonna spend a week on takeaways, you could actually use that to make like a proper dish that could last you for like 2-3 weeks. I know what I'm saying, guys. Let's take, for instance, you go to, let's say when you eat out, you spend 10 quid and then you eat out every, when I say eat out, you could eat, let's say you eat once in a day, or let's say you eat twice in a day. Let's just say you spend roughly 20 quid a day. Let's say you eat out in the morning, eat out in the evening as well. Let's just say 20 quid, and then you eat out every day, twice a day, every day. And then £20 times the 7 days in the week. Come on now. You're spending over £100 for eating out. Are you joking? Be serious. If you use that money, right? You go out, you go to shops, go grocery shop, you get food stuff. You could cook 3 dishes with that money. See, let's be realistic, because we're complaining about, okay, cost of living. Well, cost of living is a choke, but we can manage it, innit? We can manage it, and then let's not make it worse for ourselves. Okay? You're saying, okay, I can't survive, I can't buy this for myself because of living, everything is too expensive, but then you are making it worse for yourself. You're spending over £100 a week for eating out, when you can literally take that money, you go to shopping, you go to the market, you get food stuff, you make 3 dishes, store it in your fridge. It could last you for a month. What am I saying 2 weeks? It could last you for a month. These are just little ways. These are just little things that could help. Because cost of living, the crisis is choking. But at least we could reduce the choking and let us breathe. Mm-hmm. So please, let's not make it worse than it looks already. Okay? Now lastly, someone said, everything fun is expensive and we're turning into a homebody, not by choice, but by force. Everything fun is expensive and we're turning into a homebody, like when you say somebody, but you say home, like home, house, homebody, got it? So we're turning into a homebody, not by choice, but by force. There's no longer, we're outside, we're definitely outside, but we're no longer outside too much, we are now inside. I was saying the other day, right, I said, my mates, if they tell me let's go out, I'll tell them, okay, what's the budget? I will always ask. They know me. I will always ask, okay, let's go out. Let's do this. What are we working? What am I going to spend? How much am I going to spend? So I know how to budget myself. Because I can't just go out without a budget and then end up spending over what I even have. And then I'm left in pain. I'm left in brokenness. So yeah, well, if you know you want to go out, always make budgets so you don't spend. Even when I'm going shopping, anyways, if I'm going shopping, I've got my list with me, obviously, and then I've given like approximately how much each stuff could cost, and then that's gonna help me when I go shopping, so I don't spend over or start buying unnecessary things that don't even matter. Do you understand? So yeah, so making budgets is very, 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 very important. Okay. Ask that your friend how much we go spend if we go out. Make her know. Uh-huh. If your body not carrying on, relax. Guys, let's go on a short. Let's go on a little break. And when we get back, I'm going to share like a little tips on how we are going to survive. How we should, even if we can't really, you know, end this cost of living crisis, there are still ways we could manage it and still enjoy. Because last time we want to enjoy. Even if a crate of egg turns out to be £20 tomorrow, we go still buy and last. We will still chop egg. Uh-huh. So we still gotta survive anyways. So when we get back from the short break, we're gonna get right into that. So we're gonna listen to Fun by Rema. I just want to have fun. Last, we'll still have fun. So guys, I'll be right back.
Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you dey hate, it no be my fault. But I wait for your love. Yo, I'm dripping. Blue water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I been biscuits. We litty. Push it, peace on low key. Don't play with me, I do this. No get competition, my enemy na saba. Say na saba. Now I gotta, cause I no be lose guy. Really matter, men's team out, inshallah. Start to the band. Keep my head up, even though say sometimes it seems very hard. I'm on me, my dream be my pocket filled with green salad. M.I.A. me, I can give you my AT&T man. No time for beefing anybody, no be waiting, bring me come here. Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If they hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Yo, I'm dripping. Belu water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I be in this case. We lazy. Push a piece on low key. Don't play with me, I do this. The streets ain't got no love, no love. No matter what you do, people them all too tough. Even if you say you want to respond, if you say I the one who is in my control, I say now you go. Me, you got time before you stumble. I'm on me, you go hard before he goes off. Universe, no life for us. Take your time, brother, me no rush. Better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Yo, I'm dripping. Belu water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I been biscuits. We lazy. Push a piece on low key. Don't play with me, I do this.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Fun by Rema, his newly released single. Talking about fun, we want to have fun regardless of the crisis. We'll go chop life. Anyways, guys, if you're just joining us, you're welcome to Memes and Minds with Esther. I'm your host, Esther. You've not missed a lot. Even if you join us at the last minute, you will still have something to take home with you. Yes, you will. Because every single part of this show is always entertaining. From the start till the end. The music, the vibes, everything is always entertaining. So even if you come at the last minute, you're still going to take something home. Period. Clock it. Right, guys. So before the break, I was talking about, you know, cost of living crisis, what people think about it, what people are really saying, like, it is getting too much, things are expensive, government are not even smiling on immigrants at this point, you know, everything, the fact that everything is so expensive, going out is expensive, working and the money you're even earning is not enough to cover your needs. Minimum wage can't afford the bare minimum. Everything is just too much, and it's affecting literally everyone. Even if you're rich, you're middle class, it affects everybody. But yeah, but at the end of the day, like I said, we'll still got to survive. Trust me, I'm not gonna lie. And as much as I complain, things are expensive, oh my days, I go online when I get stuff, I say, oh my days, this is expensive, I still end up getting those things. Right? If it's really important, I end up getting it. Okay? I complain. I say, what days? How am I going to get this? But we will still survive. My friends call me, okay, let's go out. We'll still go out. We'll still have fun. Right? But we just have to manage it regardless. It's all about managing. It's all about budgeting. Do you know what? I really love budget because when it comes to budget works in every area, like every aspect of your life. Is it financially, physically, mentally? Anything you want to do, budget works. You want to make plans, you've got things to do, you're budgeting. You're making plans. You're saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Right? So budgeting does not only apply to how you spend your money. It can also mean how you spend your time, how you plan things. That's why I really love that word, budgeting. Make plans. Don't just start something like that. Say you want to crumble knee. Huh? You're going shopping, you don't plan. Okay, these are the important things that I need to get. The rest of them is just an option. I can get it or not. Right? So I'll talk about the shopping again. You want to go shopping. You've told yourself, okay, I need to get important things. I need to get, okay, let's say I need to get groceries. And then probably need to get a few clothes, which are not important. These are things that you've thought in your head that you want to get, okay? But you've not got it listed out. You've not budgeted how much you're going to spend. And then you end up going for shopping. You start seeing clothes, you start getting clothes, start getting things that are not important. You forget that you're supposed to get groceries, you're supposed to get food stuff. And at the end of the day, you end up spending money for necessary things without any left to spend for food stuff. Okay, now the clothes that you bought, oh, you go cooking for post meal chop. And now, so you don't have to make budgets. No, you don't want to make budgets. Okay, now. So those clothes are the necessary things you bought, go cooking meal chop. I dare you. Guys, I'm not throwing shade or whatever. I'm just saying that budgeting is really important. So you know what to get and know what you need to get and know what you want. Know your options. Things that are optional, rather. Okay? Now, without talking too much, because I like to talk. Sorry, guys. Thank you. There are ways that cost of living can definitely be managed. Okay? I'm just going to share my own, like, you know, what I think, my own things that have been working for me, or the points that I feel like, because it's working for me, it might also work for you. But the thing is, because it works for me, might not mean it's going to work for you as well. But shall just take something home. I'm not a great teacher, but I can help your life at this point, because cost of living is affecting everybody. But yeah, number one, control your spendings. We youth, we love to buy. We love impulse buying. We love impulse buying too much. I know what I'm saying, because I can't lie, I'm not saying I'm perfect. It happens to me sometimes. It does happen to me sometimes that I'm buying things unnecessarily. Like, I just see this thing, okay, I really like this thing, let me get it. Happens to me sometimes, and that's affected my spending habits. Okay, but there are ways it can be controlled. I don't know if you remember past episode I spoke about knowing between your wants and your needs, knowing between what you need to get and what is optional. Okay, we go out, we walk into the biggest shop. Let's take first, you walk into Primark now, and then you see, let's say you see a bag, right? You see a black bag, and you already have a black bag. You think about it. Do I really need to get this black bag? Do I really need it? The black bag that I have at home, is he no longer useful? Does he have any damages? Can I still use it? Okay. And then you thought to yourself, okay, I just want to get it for getting sake. And then you think about it. Do I have the money to afford it now? Even if I got the money, am I using the money that is meant for something else to get this back? Because I'm just, carried away by what I'm saying. Okay, these are things that you need to consider. That's what works for me, though. It works for me sometimes, okay? When I see some fancy things, because I love, fashion, right? And then I see some clothes, okay? I see a very nice pants. Oh, looking nice, okay. And then I think about it, okay. I think about, how am I going to style? That's what works for me, though. I think about, okay, how am I going to style this pants? If I get this pants, how am I going to style it? I'm not just getting it because, let me just get it, because I just like it now. How am I going to style this pants? Does this suit my style? Does it suit me? Will I like it? If I take it home, if I wear it, if I style it, will I like the style? Okay? And then I think, if I get this pant, do I have something similar to this? Do you get what I mean? And then I think, okay, can it wait? Maybe when I have money for it, can I come back to buy it? Or do I just really need it now? Like, okay, I need to get it now. These are things I think about. And if I can, I get it. But if I can't, I'm like, okay, maybe another day. Or maybe not. Okay? So these are things that could work for you as well. When you see something, you love buying things. I want to get things. I want to buy this thing. You like buying things, right? Think about it. Do I really need these things at this point? Or am I just like carried away because it's fancy? Or, if I pay for this now, am I using the money that is meant for something else? These are things that could also help, right? Control your spendings. And then I also spoke about Monzo in a previous episode. The Monzo Bank app? The app, best app for young people, for we youths, because Monzo app, you can split your money. Like, you can create like different pot savings, so you can split your money. You can put money for spending, money for food and groceries, money for emergencies, money for Uber, money for unexpected things, money for outing. You can create like as many pots as you can create. That's what I do. I've got Monzo app, and then I split my money in these pots on the app. And then when I want to spend, I think about it, okay, this, what I'm getting, is this groceries, or is this, I'm just spoiling myself? And then I know what pot to take the money out from. That really helped, because I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying, because when you see your account balance like this, there's money in the accounts. Obviously, you need this money for other things as well, for important things, for a business plan or whatever. You've needed the money for something else, right? And then because you love impulse buying, you want to buy stuff, and then you start spending the money that's meant for something important. You start spending it on something that is not important. Hey, and then when it's time that you need that money, the money's no longer there because you spent it unknowingly to you. That's why I said muzzle app really, it's really, really helpful for we youths. Split your money, put your money in different pots. Okay, so when you want to spend, you know where you're going into, you know where you're taking the money from, and you know what money not to touch. And the good thing about this app is also that you can lock the pot for as long as you want. You can lock the pot for as long as you want. If you are the type that before the end of the month you've gone broke, you can put money into the pot, and then you lock it and say, okay, you can start using it from like on the 20th of this month, so that by the end of the month you've got something to hold on to, something you go to whole body. But yeah, so yeah, that Monzo app is a really, really good app. Next thing is stop emotional spendings. Emotional spendings, I don't know, I hate when people say shopping is my therapy, or shopping is my emotional wellness. Like, bro, shut up. You are just hungry. You are not craving any shopping. You are not, bro. Like, I was having a conversation the other day with this girl, and I was just talking about life generally, because I love talking about life. And then I was like, okay, so when you're angry or when you're sad, what do you do? Me, I just said, I chill, you know, just calm, watch movies, eat, relax. When I'm stressed, you know, when I'm stressed, that's what I do. Get home, get a good shower, you know, eat, watch movies, go on TikTok. That's what I do to ease my stress. And then these babes just said, I take my card and I go for shopping. I go to Zara, I say, yeah. I said, so every time that you're stressed, you do that? She said, yes, that's what I do. I said, wow. I said, I said, that's nice. Instead of me, I'm like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, wow, okay, nice. We listen, we don't judge. That was my facial expression. But instead of me, I don't carry these babes, go courts. Emotional spending. Come on now. They're all, no. I don't think I find shopping therapeutic anyways. I don't think I do. I don't, there's nothing there, honestly. My own point of view, maybe yours is different, but for me, nah. I don't. If I'm going shopping to get things, I'm going to get things because I need to get these things. Okay? I want to get new outfits because I want to get new outfits. I go because I want to do it, not because it is my stress or whatsoever. Matter of fact, when I'm shopping, I'm even stressed. I'm sorry. When I'm shopping, I'm stressed because I'm a kind of person that I'm very indecisive. Sometimes my sister knows. When we go for shopping, we could spend over an hour contemplating on, should I get the black of this or should I get the white of this? So it makes me stress anyway. So I don't know. Maybe yours is different, but that's just me. But yeah, stop putting the blame on shopping is therapeutic, please. You're spending too much money. Later you come and complain that the cost of living is choking, whereas you're choking yourself. Anyways, next one is soft life doesn't have to mean Dubai or models or wearing designers. Redefine what soft life means to you. When you hear the word soft life, what does it mean to you? Do you just easily think of, okay, going on holidays, you know, getting designers, wearing expensive stuff? Is that what it means to you? When you redefine what soft life means to you, then you go know how to spend. For me personally, soft life just means making yourself happy. That's it for me. Making yourself happy with the little you've got. With the little you've got. You don't have to have billions for you to have soft life. The little you got, enjoy it, is the thought that matters. But if you still got billions, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because soft life for me, my definition of soft life is different from your definition of soft life. So define what it means to you and then start working your way towards it. Okay? Soft life, girls. Soft life means just making yourself happy. Okay, doing things, going places, Is it going places or going out with friends, getting things for yourself? You know, that's just soft life for me. No, do too much. Treating yourself to something nice, treating yourself nicely. Mm-hmm. So define what soft life means to you, and then you can start working your way towards it. Next thing is side hustle. Oh my days, I love this one. Side hustle, it will help you day and night, everywhere you find yourself. Side hustle, it is very, very important. I was having a conversation with my mate the other day, and I said I would recommend having multiple jobs. If you can, don't go and say because I says you have multiple jobs, you go and quit school and go and pack three jobs. I didn't say that too. Get your facts right, guys. Okay. When I say have multiple jobs, if you can, do it. But if you can't, stick to one. But then that's when side hustle comes in. Because your side hustle is not your prioritized job. Okay. Side hustle, you are self-employed on your own. You can, you know, decide. Excuse me. You can decide what day to do it, what time to do it. I'll give you an instance. You've got your 9-to-5 job, and then you love making hair. You love making hair. I'm gonna use my sister as an example. She's got her own job, innit? And then she does hair. Very good hairstylist. Perry Hair Fusion. Mwah. She loves making hair. She does hair very O'Shea Breda. She loves making hair. And then when someone tells her, okay, I want to do my hair, she gives them time. Okay, this is the time that I'm free. This is when I can make your hair for you. She's got a school on this. She goes to school. She pursues her education, right? When someone tells her, I even need to book an appointment with her sometimes. I tell her, okay, how far? When are you going to do my hair for me? And then she tells me, okay, this is the day I'm going to be free. This is the day I'm going to be free. That's side hustle. That's you adding side hustle to your main job. Just for extra source of income. Okay? And then this side hustle, you don't have to. If you're the type that, okay, your 9-to-5 job, you get paid at the end of the month. This side hustle will bring something within the months, okay? So before you wait till the end of the month, you're getting little thing to like sustain you till the end of the month. Okay, so side hustle is really, really important. Girls, my girl is, learn a skill. If it's makeup you like doing, learn it. Anything you're passionate about, you love doing hair, learn it. Or you want to get into real estate, learn it. You love photography, learn it. Same with the boys. Learn it. Learn that skills. Stop procrastinating. We ain't got time. In a few years' time, we're getting married, we're giving birth. But this is time to lay the foundation, isn't it? So please, learn something. Okay? Because in as much as the cost of living is choking, we're still going to survive. We're still going to have that fun. I just want to have fun. Last. Okay, and then lastly, little things like even splitting Uber fees on night out with your mates can also go a long way. Splitting bills, the Uber fees, the ticket, the you go to a restaurant, you eat, you split in fee. That could help as well. That's if you have understanding mates. Or I was watching the video. I came across a video on TikTok, and then It was this soundtrack from Nollywood movie. Oh my days, I love old Nollywood movies. And then it was Mr. Ibu Omi, so rest in perfect peace. Mr. Ibu, and then oh my days, I've forgotten his name now. Two other persons, and there was like it was this sound that say, okay, they give us 500 naira now. You take 250, you take 100 naira, me, I go take 100 naira, you take 50 naira. They're splitting the bills like that. And then I saw these girls, they used that sound, and the caption was like, when I go out with my friends, they split the bill. Okay, you pay this one. As funny as that is, it's also educating as well. Okay, so if you can split bills to help each other, okay, because everybody, like I said, now the cost of living choke. Anyways, guys, that's that for cost of living crisis. On our last episode, I didn't share memes, and it was so sad because I had interesting, lovely memes that will blow your mind, that will take you away. But today, that's not going to happen because I've got memes for you. So we're going to get right into it, okay? Because you know what? This is memes and minds. We've spoken about cost of living. It's time to laugh. It's time to laugh it off. Okay? This show is not a depressing show. This is an entertaining show. We've got you covered. Okay? Memes and minds. We laugh. We rant. We heal. We talk about what we're going through. Okay? We talk about ways to survive as a young person. And then at the end of the day, we wrap it up with memes. Okay? So guys, let's get into memes of the day. Getting right into it. First meme of the day, without wasting too much time because we've got a little time. Right. Someone said, I have a confession to make. I have never watched Game of Thrones, not one episode. That person is me, guys. I think this person is talking about me. As popular as Game of Thrones is, I've never watched it. Guess what I've not watched again? I've not watched Romeo and Juliet. I have not. I've not watched these films. Like, as popular as they are, I've not. But I have seen Titanic, though. Good film. I can watch Titanic over. I think I'll watch it again this night, safe. Because I was talking about it in class the other day, so I need to rewatch it. But anyways, I've not watched Game of Thrones, so please don't come after me. Next meme. Adulting is realizing you can't skip work like you skipped class. Adulting is realizing that you cannot skip work like you skip class. Adulting is also realizing that you can't go late to work like you go late to class. You want to skip work. Okay, let's see if your bill is going to skip you. Or if you're going to skip your bill. If it's going to skip you. Either way, they work anyways. But yeah, you can't skip. Gone are those days now. You're growing up. I remember some of us, just because we woke up with slight headache, we say, "Mommy, I can't go to school today." And then we by all means try to form sick, act sick throughout the day because we want to skip classes. But now you can't do that at work. You can't. Even if you are really, really sick, you still want to go into work. You want to work because that's a source of income, babes. You've got to work, right? But yeah, next meme. When black people arrive on time, it means they are not staying long. Is that true? Maybe to some extent. If you go on an appointment, you've got to be there on time. But let's say it's for like, you're going for like events that you don't 100%, you're not really, really bothered. And then you get there on time, you want to leave. Also, I think because we don't have patience. Black people, I don't have patience. I go for a party. Let's say I go for like African party. Maybe I go with my mom also. Like when I'm there, obviously, because I'm accompanying my mom. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to leave, please. I want to go. Not because the party is boring, but because I just can't be asked. I just want to get home. So maybe I can be introvert sometimes. Maybe. I don't think I'm introvert. No. I can be both. It depends on the mood, guys. But yeah, next meme. I used to think being at home doing nothing all day was boring. But as an adult, it's literally my definition of a good day, guys. At this point of my life, I'm begging for a free day off. Like, I'm literally begging, like Monday working, Tuesday school, Wednesday working, and then you're back in school again, and then you're, oh my, it is draining, guys. If I get a day off, I don't care. I'm making the most out of it. I want to say most out of it. I'm sleeping. I need to rest. I need to catch up with sleep. No way. Nah. And it's actually true, because growing up, we were like, okay, you're at home. It's boring. You're boring. There's nothing to do at home. But now, we're literally begging for that boring day to come. Guys, we are growing old. We are growing old. Oh my days. Oh my days. Anyways, next meme. Why is sleeping at night so hard, but sleeping in the morning is like drifting away on a soft, fluffy cloud while Adele sings you a lullaby? On a soft, fluffy cloud while Adele sings you a lullaby. On a soft, fluffy cloud. How do people come up with these things? On a soft, fluffy cloud while Adele sings you a lullaby. Honestly, what is true though, sleeping at night it can be hard sometimes. And sometimes before we sleep off, we don't even know. And then waking up. Oh my days. Waking up is hard. Sometimes when I wake up, let's say I wake up before my alarm goes off, right? I just sit there for like 10 minutes. I start thinking, maybe I should look for my secret talents and invest on it and just quit my job like this. I'll start thinking, what should I do? What should I do? Start thinking about my own. And you know what? I think your brain functions properly, like functions really, really fast. Like it functions really well that early hours of the day. And then when I wake up that morning, that's when I start thinking about the unthinkable. Start thinking about life early that morning. But ask me what was I doing the previous night? Tell me. Probably scrolling on TikTok. I don't think about my life then, but then I wake up the next morning, I start thinking about my life. Reality. Anyways, last meme of the day, of the night, of the evening. Someone said, date someone in your sense of human range. Imagine being questioned about a meme you shared or a post you liked. Date someone in the sense of humor range. Imagine being questioned about a meme that you shared. I shared a meme with you. I'm telling you, okay, this is a meme that you're supposed to laugh to, but then you're asking me, what does it mean? And then I need to start explaining what meme means. You're like, bro, think. Clock it, please. But apart from that, though, it's good to have people that understand the memes that you share, because some people don't even, you just send meme with them and then they're like, okay, what the hell is this? So yeah, have people that relate to you. But anyways, guys, we've come to the end of today's episode of Memes and Minds with Esther. I've come to the end of today. It was a good chat about cost of living crisis. Okay, like I said, if you want to rant, you want to talk about anything, go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_. Share your thoughts there and we'll definitely talk about it. Okay, so guys, do well to have a lovely, 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 lovely evening, a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead, and I will talk to you on our next episode on Friday, 7 p.m. Thanks for listening and bye for now. It's Friday again. I thought the hands of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out.
this Saturday, Sunday, what?
Dr. Dollar Entertainment.
Rip your Africa!
Wanna make love on the moon, dancing to my tunes. Is it too much? It's not too much. I wanna be a forest if wishes were horses. Is it too much? It's not too much. If I want money, me, I do what dance I got to say. If I want money, me, I'm all by my shoulder. I'm all by my foo, yeah. I'm all behind me. Yeah, yeah. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, yeah, yeah. I wanna be a billionaire. In a Lamborghini, I want a fly for Santorini. The bonito Sicily, oh, yeah, yeah. If I want money, me, I do want cars, I got to say. If I want money, me, I'm all by my shoulder. I'm all by my foo, yeah. I'm all money, me, yeah, yeah. I wanna be a billionaire, billionaire, yeah, yeah. I wanna be a